Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're locked in to Bears Monday on The Score. Listen all day as we react to the game, get analysis from our Bears experts, and take your calls. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
The Score!
Another Bears Monday is in the books. We thank Kevin Fishbane and Hub Arkish for joining us. We thank Mike Rankin, the executioner Ray Diaz, and our video Twitch production team of Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertsch, and Evan Thomas. Transition.
They did some work today.
They did. Brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto here at the top of the hour. That's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Well, Lawrence, as I mentioned during transition before, I think that 20 years from now, we'll be talking about the I Still Own You game, because that's the flag that was planted there, and that's how this will reverberate. But other than that, there was not everything horrible to take away.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, and people got mad at me, which is part of what we're going to spend some time talking about. I actually thought that there was some good that came out of yesterday's game, where you learn that you can find running backs in a lot of places. And you can find them later in the draft.
And they'll find themselves.
And sometimes when you give someone an opportunity and they fit your zone running concepts, it could be really, really magical. I actually think that the play with Fields throwing the interception, I think it's a great learning moment. And I'm also kind of happy that he took the risk. Like, it used to make me furious with Mitch, where it would clearly be encroachment or offsides. And you're sitting there going, take a shot, and he'd check it down. And it's like, let's not do that. Like, let's no risk it, no biscuit. Like, take the risk and throw the ball down the field. He has to learn how to go through it and figure it out. And some of the stuff that the Masters, and I thought that Aaron Rodgers did a great job after the game of explaining the things that he looks for.
How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to punch him in his face.
The repeat is the best part of
that. Yes,
I
would like to punch him in his face. And like, I said it. I meant every word of it.
I also enjoy Bears fans immediately going to Wikipedia and changing Bears ownership to Aaron Rodgers. Because who has better claim to it than him?
It's just painful. And in a game where if you say before the game, Aaron Rodgers is going to be held to those yards, those numbers, the Packers are going to be held to those numbers. You're like, oh.
Devontae Adams Bears is going to be held to those numbers.
Even after that big play breakdown.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in the defensive backfield. Did you guys touch on the Eddie Jackson, Lance Briggs stuff?
Touched on it, yes.
We touched on it like Eddie Jackson touched
there
defenders.
There it is.
Oh, that's good.
Bring it
that's
home.
Good. Like,
bring it, send it home, Jerome.
Like, first of all,
he getting paid way too much money.
Well, it was Lance didn't even, like, go at him. He was just like, you got to make that play. I was sitting there thinking as I heard it, trying to figure out, okay, was there something inflammatory the 55 said? And I'm like, no, he would have literally said that had Eddie and him been teammates, he would have literally said this to him in the huddle or on the sideline. You got to make that play. Even if you take a penalty, take that. You got to get him, that sort of thing. And to see the lengths at which Eddie Jackson decided to go and troll 55 to me was laughable. Like, it's laughable on a lot of different levels, but one of the levels that it's laughable at is you're literally talking about someone who is eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Like, yeah, if he's not a Hall of Famer, he's the next level.
He's a finalist for the Hall of Fame, like, this year. And it's just hilarious to me. It really is. Some of those guys, in doing that show, some of those guys, all of them watch. Some guys took the stuff that the guys had to say harshly, and some guys took it constructively. Tariq Cohen, I have a lot of respect for Tariq because they got after him, like, his first year here, for kind of dancing a little bit in the backfield, like that sort of thing. And Alex, like, went after him. And Tariq came on the show the next week, like, he had had a good week, and he said, you know, I listened. Like, why wouldn't I listen to guys like Lance Briggs and Alex Brown? And I went and put the work in to be better, and I had a better week this week. That's what you do when guys like that are giving you constructive criticism.
But David Haw said that he would bench Eddie Jackson.
I think that you could make the argument that the other three safeties are playing as well, if not better. That if you're going to play, you can obviously shift Gibson to play free because he's done it before, because Deion Bush is a bit of a thumper as a safety. And I think that he's played really well. I think he deserves more time. And in a game like yesterday, you would have liked to have seen him out there more. And I think that's a game flow issue. Going into it, you're thinking you're going to need your ball hawk guy out there because you're dealing with Davante Adams and these fast dudes on that are receivers for the Packers. But as that game went on, you saw they needed a run filler. They needed someone who was going to come up because they were getting gashed in the game. So to me, as the game's going on, I would have found ways to substitute Deion Bush in over Eddie Jackson.
Especially the way they pulled Roquan Smith back in coverage with the tight end.
Yep.
Here's my concern, is that going into this game, we saw that the Packers were averaging big amounts of yards per carry on the ground. And they continued that pretty easily. I think the Lions game alone gives you enough example to know that you can run the ball for chunk plays against that defense. If the pass rush is going to be what it is, you just start running the ball, and that seems to be the perfect antidote right now.
Yep. This is what the concerns are. You guys did a great job. I was listening at the top of the show and a little bit on my way in, where you're talking about the issues offensively and what that ends up doing to your defense. How many quarterbacks are you going to go through before you say it's not the quarterbacks, it's the way that the offense is designed and how it's called? I will say that I've already tired of Bears fans being like, good plays are Bill Lazor, bad plays are Matt Nagy, and that's not really how the whole thing works. But they've got to – I wish they would take some more risk. I wish that the first series that we saw with the Bears, where they were able to just kind of run their way down, and then the fourth quarter series where Fields makes two chunk passes, you get 20 and 21 yards, there's a part of me that's like, you need to turn them loose. Now, some of it's on him. Some of it is holding the ball too long. And we saw that. Like, he wants to make the big play. He's clearly touchdown and check down wired. Like, that's how he rolls. But he can't give up sacks on the sidelines when he's outside the pocket, just throw the ball away. But I still wish that they would try to have a little bit more adventure in their offense and try to push the ball vertically down the field.
And now you're seeing the numbers just start to really reflect what we're all watching. Like, the stats per game are just getting worse and worse.
And the yards per play.
And the yards per game total. It's everything. And it's all in concert. The only thing we're not seeing suffer as much is the running yards per game, which I'm fine with.
I am too.
Any way to win a ball game.
I thought that was some... Over the last couple of weeks, like, Jason Peters has been really fun to watch in the run game. And James Daniels, you see, like, why people are so high on him inside the run game. Cody Whitehair got his ass whooped yesterday. Like, getting pushed into the backfield, all sorts of stuff. And it was a rough day for him.
But then I go back to the question to you two. Why are they so intent on all these empty sets? It's okay to pass the ball and have another guy help at the line of scrimmage. Why is this still a thing? Like, why are you so... Why are you so planting your flag
on
that?
I'll tell you why yesterday.
Dang it.
I will tell you why yesterday. Because when a defensive backfield is down to guys, when you've got attrition in a defensive backfield, and with Jair Alexander out, and I think they were trying guys out, they benched someone during the game, what that does is it puts... Somebody's on a practice squad guy. And this is... It's a long-time college mentality of... If we put everybody out there in a pattern, one of your corners is going to suck. And I think, and I'm not saying it worked, but I'm saying that the rationale makes sense. If your opponent is beat up in the secondary, you're going to have somebody on the field who might be overmatched.
And that sounds great. And maybe that's the explanation for why Marquise Goodwin finally caught a pass yesterday. But to me... That offense is so designed for two guys right now, and that's Cole Kmet and Darnell Mooney, and they're going to make them a thing, dang it. Whether or not anybody wants that, like, that's what's happening here. You're seeing the looks get turned away from Allen Robinson. That naked play discussion is a pretty good example of how they're using him, not to mention what we've seen out of the target. So that sounds cool, but that's just not what we're seeing. We're not seeing the Bears spread the ball around.
I understand that philosophically it doesn't quite add up with the eye test. I'm just giving you the reason why teams do that, even though it seems counterintuitive. And they just say, look, you don't have enough defensive backs, and this is how we make you pay for it.
Right, and to me, like, my triage is you're not protecting him. He's a rookie quarterback who needs more time.
So you haven't earned the luxury of doing that stuff
yet. That's cool.
Okay.
We'll get to empty sets later, but, like, let's just let him be processing like he needs to right now.
And I think that if you're inside of a season where you have aspirations of being a playoff team, why would you... I don't like the way that Allen Robinson is being used.
Exactly.
Because he is one of the better receivers in the league. He makes tough catches. He runs good routes. I don't like that it seems like... And Dan, I think you're probably one of the first people that was on top of this. They seem to be moving towards... making Darnell Mooney like the featured wideout. And to me, I think Mooney's going to be good, but Allen Robinson's still here.
He's hurt though. I mean, he almost didn't go. Like that was a true game time decision. Who knows if he had to have it shot up or what.
I was surprised to see him on the field. I didn't think we were going to see him based on his practice availability.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on some of my criticism of Allen Robinson, and because usually this is one of those things where after the year they're like, yeah, his ankle was really bad. He was giving you everything he had.
He's earned his respect in that manner. I think that's clear. But I do not like how the Bears have used him this year.
Nope.
And I don't think that's on him.
Nope. And so, you know, it's each week. Like, that's a game. And Layla, you said it earlier. If you tell me that this is what the Packers were going to give you offensively, that you were going to be in a 3-point game late in the game, you feel like you should win that game.
And frankly, especially after those first two series,
yep,
both on offense and defense, you're liking your chances there.
The first quarter was almost perfect for the Bears.
Those were really confidence building series.
I'm gonna go back and look at it, but there's got to be some data on the first possession after halftime throughout Nagy's career, and we know that there was that really long streak.
Last year we called it the third quarter. Remember?
Well, right, there was a long streak of them not scoring in
they
the third quarter.
They scored 7 against the Bucks, though.
Yes, they did.
Take that 12.5-point spread.
And you see, like, you see them come out and you're going, that's what you had? Like, that was your post-halftime script? That's you not taking advantage of the coin flip? Like, you're not taking advantage of having the extra possession? I don't understand why it's like that and why it seems like other teams do a better job of adjusting than what the Bears do. And I'm not a fool. Like, I understand that most of that is guys getting orange slices and bananas and going to the bathroom. Like, I get that there's not a lot of time, but you would think that your staff is working on something that you would say, hey, we saw this in the first two quarters. Now let's exploit this in the third quarter. And for some reason, it doesn't work for Matt Nagy and the Bears. It's very frustrating to watch.
But Lawrence, you know, and I said this earlier, and it just goes back to a mission statement that I think you put forth earlier in the year. The idea of the counterattack, and for all the work that they do to prevent scheme during the week, you sure do not take advantage of the in-game moments when you got them.
Yes.
The delay of game after the long review.
Yes.
The timeout to then challenge the fourth down call.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's
time is everything.
You know what? Like, we've been waiting for Matt to be the CEO of the sideline, and he's struggling with that too.
Now you've got the chance if you're not calling plays, mm-hmm. and if you need a
or
guy,
you don't have the excuse.
If you need a guy to tell you what's going on with the clock, get a guy to tell you what's going on with the clock. There's no shame in that.
There really isn't. That should be a part of your coaching staff anyway. You two have an excellent, excellent Bears Monday.
You know why I will from here on in?
Yeah.
Guess who is playing in our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage at 1 o'clock?
Tupac. We found him.
No, not quite that.
I wouldn't be here.
But I am sticking around for four-time Grammy nominee psychedelic soul band from Austin, Texas. Black Pumas are here today.
Nice.
Okay. Yes. And by the way, what a loss that was for the Longhorns. Texas back.
That's two in a row.
Two bad ones.
Two really bad ones. I always love
not
it.
Not as bad as Iowa.
Dude, Hawkeyes, you let us all down.
Anthony Heron.
My school could beat Purdue in a key game. Just saying.
Purdue had three quarterbacks.
Let's see what Anthony, let's see what shirt he's wearing today.
Purdue played three quarterbacks.
I want to see what shirt Anthony's wearing today.
I think Anthony should bust out the old school shoulder pads and get to Iowa City.
Bust the old school shoulder pads out. You won't see him. Those won't fit in his house.
It's whooping time.
Those shoulder pads are hilarious.
I like the idea of him trying to walk through the door and just bouncing against the door.
You gotta hire three
and he's
people.
Really mad, but he just can't get through.
He's like, damn it! I gotta get to Iowa City! Just keeps...
Like Austin Powers in the car.
Yes, he's in the cart.
That would be hilarious. You two have a wonderful rest of your day. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Together they are Bernstein and Rahimi. You can check them out Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon, especially on Bears Mondays.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.